Jobs in rural Alaska are often seen as a career stepping stone. Professionals fill a job for a year or two and then leave, taking career skills and experience with them. How to break the cycle and retain workers is a puzzle for leaders in rural Alaska. As KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, the community of Bethel thinks it's got one piece figured out.
The first thing I notice is the view. A fringe of willows and then miles of snowy tundra. I'm looking out the window of six new apartment buildings specifically constructed for public safety, education, and health professionals in Bethel. The idea is by providing high-quality, affordable housing, Bethel can better recruit and retain personnel. Bethel Community Services Foundation led the project. The group wants to address community issues, and Executive Director Michelle DeWitt says housing sits high on that list.
When people leave positions here, housing is often at the root of one of their challenges or one of their areas of dissatisfaction. You know, we have a lack of new, appropriate, nice housing.
These apartments are extremely nice. Wood pattern floors and cabinets, modern appliances, high energy conservation ratings, and of course, the scenic views. Mayor Rick Robb is also impressed.
Well, this is beautiful. There's no doubt. Of course, it's brand new, all redone, so it's beautiful. But this was kind of a white elephant, kind of an albatross, and it's been totally renovated.
The building was once a daycare center left vacant several years ago. The push to revitalize an older building helped attract one of the project's funders, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. For over a decade, the corporation has funded housing projects for teachers, health professionals, and public safety workers across rural Alaska, all in an effort to decrease turnover. So far, the program has shown success with teacher retention. Derek Chan is a planner with the AHFC and says the key to keeping workers long-term is getting them to stay past the first year.
If a person works in an area beyond that one-year period, they're less likely to transition out. And that's what we're really trying to do. Is we're really just trying to provide an environment where they can call home. At the end of the day, they got a place to kick their feet up. They feel welcome.
Bethel City Manager Ann Capella says that initial welcome can make or break a new employee's first impression.
This is a true story. We had an employee come take a job at Bethel. We had no place to put him up for the night. We put him up at the annex. He looked at his surrounding and he left on the first flight in the morning.
The city's newest hire, a firefighter EMT, will have a different experience. He arrived this week with his family and moved directly into one of the units. It's a step up from the fire department's usual protocol of housing new recruits in the fire station for their first month. Fire Chief Bill Howell hopes the apartments will attract more workers.
I would think that this is definitely helpful from a recruiting standpoint. You know, a lot of the time people have the financial resources to get housing in Bethel, and they just can't find it.
DeWitt with the Bethel Community Services Foundation says she'll consider the housing successful if people stay past 1 year.
I'd be really excited if we had people who were in the units for 18 months to 2 years, and I'd be even more excited if they left the units to purchase a home in our community. So retention is a really positive thing, and when you have quality people in important positions, the outcomes are better for everyone.
The units opened on Monday, and already 4 of the 6 spaces are occupied. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.